Part 4.
Listen to the conversation and answer the questions. Put a circle round the letter of the correct answer. Look at the questions. An example is done for you. You will hear the conversation twice.
Rob, over here. Hi, sit down.
Hi, Megan. I'm glad we finally managed to meet up. It's been ages. How are you?
I'm well. A bit stressed, but otherwise well. And you?
Good. Yeah, really good, actually.
Work is going okay?
Yes, it's great. Remember the fellow I was always complaining about? Well, he left. I think he's got promoted to head office, but that doesn't matter. Anyway, the whole atmosphere is better. We're all working together. We're more productive. Even the managers have commented on it.
Oh, that's great news. And Jenny?
She's graduated now. Last month, actually.
Is she job hunting, then?
Not yet. I don't think she knows what she wants to do. But that's fine. I'm just glad she has more time now. I hardly saw her for the last few months of her course, what with exams and her dissertation and all. But what about you? What's your news, sis?
Well, I'm not sure it's news exactly, but I was burgled.
What?
I was burgled. Someone broke into my flat while I was away in Exeter visiting our parents. It was awful. I came back and found it. Everything a complete mess.
Oh, when did this happen?
2 weeks ago.
Did you call the police?
Of course. It was the first thing I did. They told me not to touch anything till they came round and took fingerprints.
Did you lose much?
Well, not really, I suppose. Depends on how you look at it. I was lucky, really. I had my laptop with me, but they got my desktop computer. Luckily, I always keep everything backed up on both computers.
What about your stereo?
Yeah, they took that. And my TV. And some little stuff like my MP3 player.
How annoying.
Yeah, well, you could say that. But I really don't care about those things. What really bothers me is the feeling it gave me to come home and find everything turned upside down. I still don't feel good there. It's like they destroyed my feeling of home.
Don't you have any idea who did it?
What? No, how could I?
Well, you know what they say, it's usually someone you know.
What? That's ridiculous. None of my friends would do something like that.
Well, what about the cleaner or a friend of a friend?
No, there's no way it could be something like that. Anyway, I'm a freelance journalist. You know I don't have the money for a cleaner.
Well...
Rob, over here. Hi, sit down.
Hi, Megan. I'm glad we finally managed to meet up. It's been ages. How are you?
I'm well, a bit stressed, but otherwise well. And you?
Good. Yeah, really good, actually.
Work is going okay?
Yes, it's great. Remember the fellow I was always complaining about? Well, he left. I think he's got promoted to head office, but that doesn't matter. Anyway, the whole atmosphere is better. We're all working together. We're more productive. Even the managers have commented on it.
Oh, that's great news. And Jenny?
She's graduated now. Last month, actually.
Is she job hunting, then?
Not yet. I don't think she knows what she wants to do. But that's fine. I'm just glad she has more time now. I hardly saw her for the last few months of her course, what with exams and her dissertation and all. But what about you? What's your news, sis?
Well, I'm not sure it's news exactly, but I was burgled.
What?
I was burgled. Someone broke into my flat while I was away in Exeter visiting our parents. It was awful. I came back and found it. Everything a complete mess.
Oh, when did this happen?
2 weeks ago.
Did you call the police?
Of course. It was the first thing I did. They told me not to touch anything till they came round and took fingerprints.
Did you lose much?
Well, not really, I suppose. Depends on how you look at it. I was lucky, really. I had my laptop with me, but they got my desktop computer. Luckily, I always keep everything backed up on both computers.
What about your stereo?
Yeah, they took that. And my TV. And some little stuff like my MP3 player.
How annoying.
Yeah, well, you could say that. But I really don't care about those things. What really bothers me is the feeling it gave me to come home and find everything turned upside down. I still don't feel good there. It's like they destroyed my feeling of home.
Don't you have any idea who did it?
What? No, how could I?
Well, you know what they say. It's usually someone you know.
What? That's ridiculous. None of my friends would do something like that.
Well, what about the cleaner or a friend of a friend?
No, there's no way it could be something like that. Anyway, I'm a freelance journalist. You know I don't have the money for a cleaner.
Well...
That is the end of part four. You now have 2 hours and 10 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.